there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian Academy in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined us for the program today. And now, join the choir as they start the broadcast under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir, for that good message and song. Yes, the Lord Jesus is wonderful. He's wonderful to us now, and His name is wonderful. And yet there's one thing we look forward to that'll be even more wonderful, and that's to see Him face to face. Oh, what wonderful hope we as Christians have to look forward to. Nothing in this world can get so bad but what we can always say, well, the Lord is coming. Well, we'll go and meet Him and be with Him forever, and He is our precious hope. Well, I wanted to pull out something from the mailbag this week. I appreciate so much the letters that boys and girls and other folks send to us, and sometimes it's just good to share them with you folks there on the radio. This one comes to us from West Germany, to the Children's Bible Club. Could you please send us ordering forms and your list of prices and available materials? My daughter is 4 and was given the John 3:16 tape for Christmas. She listens to it over and over again. One day she got down on her knees and prayed with the tape and told me about it. I had her father talk to her, and they prayed, and she accepted the Lord. She has always been told sin is sin, and Jesus died for her sins. She's been under the gospel all her life. The tape was a direct tool to her salvation. Thank you for keeping the purity of the gospel in Christ's love. Well, that's a wonderful story of somebody that was saved through the ministry of the Children's Bible Club and the printed ministry of the books and tapes. Here's another one that comes to us from the Grand Cayman Islands and the British West Indies. Dear Aunt Carolyn, precious greetings in the holy name of Jesus. I listened to your program for children on Radio Cayman. First, I must congratulate you for the wonderful job you're doing. I'm a Sunday school teacher. I'm planning to have a class at my home for the children who are not able to go to church. For now, I'm in Grand Cayman. But as soon as I return to Jamaica, I'll begin this class. So could you send me one of your Bible story books and some literature which will help make it easier for me with their lessons and teaching aids? Thanks in advance. Yours in Christ. And we do appreciate our radio friends who are doing the Lord's work there in their local churches and local communities, in the effort to join us in winning boys and girls to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do have some good books and tapes to help teachers in their ministries like that. And if you'd like a little catalog giving the names of the storybooks and the tapes and some tape albums, we'd be glad to send you one. Just write to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. Some wonderful titles, John 3:16 house and the prairie clock and other exciting stories. And you can get your catalog by writing Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. And now, here's the choir with a wonderful song, Wide, Wide as the Ocean. Crowd pressed around Jesus as he preached to them by the Lake of Galilee, and he looked and saw two ships sitting there empty, and the fishermen were gone out. I guess they were gone out. They had been fishing all night long, tired and weary. They had just given up and come on in, and they were busy washing their nets. Oh, they were tired to the bone, and the night wind and the dampness in the air had just soaked into them till they thought they couldn't wait to get home, get on some clean, dry clothes and maybe something warm to drink. And, oh, what a discouraging time they'd had. Why, their fish weren't running at all. They hadn't brought in anything from a whole night's work. And I mean fishing was work, too. Why, those nets and all those weights were heavy when they threw them overboard and then have to pull them in time after time and every time be empty. There were no fish to bring home for breakfast this day. Eating at their house would be slim this day. And there were no fish to sell to help pay the bills. Oh, it was a sad morning. And then Jesus said, "Let me sit in your boat for a little while." Peter was too tired to argue, and he let the Lord Jesus get on the boat, and I suppose maybe he kind of wished he'd hurry up and get finished preaching at first. And then as he heard the Lord Jesus speak, it seemed to calm his own heart as he listened to the very word of God. And finally Jesus was done speaking, and he said to Peter, "Launch out into the deep, and let your nets over and catch some fish." And Peter looked at Jesus, and at first I imagine he thought, "Go fishing again? I am too tired to wiggle." But he didn't tell everything he was thinking, I'm sure. And he said, "But, Master, we have toiled all night. Nevertheless, at thy word, we'll let down the nets." And pretty quick the anchor was up and the oars were busy and pulling, and out into the lake they were again. And at Jesus' command, they let the nets over. I'm sure at first they thought, "Well, here we got our nets all clean, now we're going to have to clean them again after just messing them up and getting them wet." But they no sooner let those nets over into the water than they begin to feel the weight of fish and the working and the wiggling and the pull of those nets as the fish worked. And pretty soon, I tell you, they had so many fish they didn't know what to do with them. They were about to pull the fishermen overboard at first, and then when they tried to pull in the nets, they had so many it just about was ready to sink the boat, and they were about to panic, and why, they, one of them ran their, waved their coat in the air, motioning to the other boat to come and help. They sent out their SOS that fishermen knew how to send,
and it wasn't long before John and the others came quick with their boat. And I guess they'd been fishing all night, and without anything, and here both boats were so full they were about ready to sink. You talk about some happy men that day. Oh, yes, there'd be fish on the table for supper. Yes, there'd be fish to sell to pay the bills. Oh, this was wonderful. And right in the middle of all that, Peter sank to his knees. He realized who'd made that catch possible. He realized it wasn't any of their human ability to go fishing. He realized it was the Lord Jesus Christ himself who had made the catch possible that day. Oh, I imagine the Lord smiled at him. I imagine the Lord had even helped him pull the nets a little bit. And he realized that day that the Lord Jesus Christ was everything, all in all to him. And you know, Jesus said, "Fear not, Peter. From this day on thou shalt catch men." And you know it was wonderful for Peter to be a fisherman and have such an occupation. But it was more wonderful for him to become a soul winner and go up and down the roads with the Lord Jesus Christ and bringing the lost folks to him. Oh, I say, you have fun going fishing, I'm sure, in the creek or in the lake, wherever you go. And it's wonderful to be busy doing the things you have to do. But the most wonderful job of all in the world is winning other boys and girls and friends to the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, I wonder, have you won anybody to Jesus this week? Well, have you tried? Have you even gone fishing to try to win somebody to Jesus? You know, Jesus will help you if you'll only get out and tell the gospel message. But now you can't be a fisher of men if you don't know the Lord Jesus first of all yourself. You see, Jesus came all the way from heaven to die on the cross for your sins. And Jesus has already paid for your sins. And if you come to him and ask him to forgive all of your sins, your lies and your dirty thoughts, just ask Jesus to forgive you of all your sin and trust him as your Savior. He'll save you today. And then you can take the gospel message to some of your friends, and you can tell them how they can be saved and how they can be a child of God too. Now, wouldn't you like to be a soul winner and be like Peter, be a fisher for men? And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.